Hi there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 coming to you from the Gaelic Athletic Association's Croke Park. Traditionally, when we think about IoT, we think about cool little robots and do-it-yourself kind of things, but we're here to learn today how IoT can actually transform the lives of people in cities and especially in this stadium. They use this as a test bed to learn about how IoT can help them learn about what's going on in the stadium, and also we'll learn about how you too can use IoT to transform the way we do things.
D-C-U! D.
Is that how you guys do it?
Yeah.
D, C. Is that what you do at night?
No, never does that.
Oh.
No. Jeez. It's kind of embarrassing.
All right. I am here with Niall Moran.
Did I get it right?
You got it right.
Principal Technical Evangelist with Microsoft to talk about Croke Park. Tell us about this project and how you got involved.
It's an amazing project, actually. It was looking at smart cities and how we could build an IoT solution for smart cities. And so why a stadium? A stadium is really interesting, actually, because you've got a lot of the same challenges in a stadium that you would in a city. So it's kind of like a microcosm of a city. You've got, you know, flood, you've got traffic, you've got crowds, you've got sound pollution, noise pollution, and all of these similar things. So from a Microsoft perspective, we wanted to learn. Yeah, what's involved in building out an IoT solution for a smart city? So this Croke Park engagement really allowed us to do that, okay? Allowed us to figure out what are the kind of services, what's the software, what are the hardware requirements, what are the connectivity requirements, what analysis can we do on that data, how do we do that analysis, and then how do we make that actionable? How do we actually do that or do something with that data? So really, from our point of view, right from the start, we wanted to focus in on use cases that had some business value back to Croke Park themselves, okay? So as much as it was a research project, in fact, this was a collaboration between DX and Microsoft Research. As much as this was a research project, we wanted to make sure that the use cases actually had some business value to them, because there's a lot of learnings in that. Learnings in terms of how do we implement an IoT solution for a customer. Okay, how do we do that, and how do we ensure value, return on investment, and so on? So we kind of focused in on two use cases that were particularly relevant to Croke Park, specifically around sound monitoring. So the first was fan engagement. So how do we engage better with our fans within the stadium? So a typical All-Ireland final in Croke Park will take about 85,000 people. There's a big community. It's an amateur sport, so there's a huge sense of community within the Gaelic Athletic Association, who control and run Croke Park. So how do we engage with that community better? How do we, just build that kind of, you know, community spirit within the stadium? So one of the things we looked at was sound monitoring. How can we, you know, look at sound at particular points within the stadium and align that with particular events during a match? Okay, so a goal, and really get this kind of crowd cheer thing going. So who's making the loudest noise? What particular event caused the loudest cheer? And create a kind of a gamification of the sound monitoring. Okay, it's a very simple use case, but actually the value to Croke Park was some of the biggest hits on Twitter. You know, so they started tweeting this out. They presented the data on a screen within the stadium and started tweeting some information out, and they got more hits and more impressions on their tweets than they've gotten from any other tweets. So think about that from a community engagement perspective. It was really, really valuable.
So you did the sound one, and what was the other one?
So the other one is actually more of a regulatory compliance issue, which is noise and pollution. So how do we attest to not allowing noise during concerts to go over a certain level? This is really important, so because it's regulated. So what happens is the local county council actually send people out to monitor the sound at these concerts manually within the kind of surrounding estates. And again, this obligation is really with the, you know, the concert organizers. But Croke Park, again, is part of their, you know, civil duty and their sense of responsibility and their community efforts, wanted to show to the people who lived in the vicinity that they were taking this particular issue seriously.
Sure.
Now, this is actually a much bigger challenge because it's not just a case of looking at the sound levels. You have to do some pretty complex windowing and, you know, real-time analytics on that data to average it. I don't know if you remember your decibel levels and all the calculations and root mean squares and logarithmic averages. Well, it's not that simple to just do average, it's not linear averages, right? So as this data was coming in, we wanted to do that analysis in real time. We wanted to present that back and maybe even send alerts to tell the people in Croke Park that they needed to turn the sound down, right? Very interesting use case.
So a lot of times people talk about these things in the terms that you did, but as an engineer and you as an engineer and developers that are watching, I want to get into how this thing was actually built. Yeah. Let's just assume that we have an endpoint where there's data to be generated. Tell me about the process from where the data is being created all the way over to how you're doing these analysis and these pictures that you mentioned that were shown over Twitter. Why don't we get into that?
It's complex. There are a number of different parts to this. And this is what's really interesting and I suppose where a lot of our learnings came from in terms of this project. And it's why we needed to work with partners. It's why we needed to work with Intel and we needed to work with DCU on this, because there are a lot of different components here. So first of all, you've got the mics, which were supplied by a company called Sonitus. So these are industrial mics, external mics, positioned within the stadium. These mics then can connect back to gateways supplied by Intel. And they connect back through radio frequency. And then the gateways can connect back to a master gateway, which is essentially on the network within Croke Park. And then that data, so there's a certain amount of aggregation and analysis you can do on the data on the edge, on those gateways, then that data is sent up to the cloud. A lot of interesting stuff happens in the cloud then, because it's not just about storing the data, it's about the analytics.
Sure.
But a key point of all of this is, and some of the learnings, is that we need to design with failure in mind, right? So we need to get the architecture right, because when you've got 85,000 people in a stadium making noise using cell phones, those kind of radio frequencies that you're expecting to get can break down and you can get jam signals. And this is what we discovered in kind of big games. So we've got to make sure that all of the components are decoupled, they're abstracted, that the architecture allows for failure, and then when things come back up, you know, it will just start to suck the data back in again, okay? And this is really where a lot of the Azure components around the IoT suite were really powerful, proved a lot of power, because we could use certain services for certain concerns, so separation of concerns. So we could say IoT hub focused on ingestion, okay, focused on device connectivity, encryption of the data across the wire. Very powerful tool, allowed us to connect to our IoT hub as inputs for the data, allowed us to write simple SQL queries on that data as it came through with the logarithmic averages, and then send that data off for storage or into Power BI as it happens for display.
I see. So let's see if I understand this right. There is a gateway, and that master gateway is sending a bunch of data into IoT Hub, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
I'm trying to understand how much data is going up and what does the data look like, and then how does Azure ingest it?
Yeah, so the gateway will connect to the IoT hub and it's sending up JSON packets of data. So very simple JSON files. There's quite a lot of data in there actually. There's sound data, but there's also weather data because we have a weather station there as well. So we're pulling all of that data in through IoT hub. Right now we're sending it data packets every minute and we're looking at should we increase the velocity of that data. Once that data has come in, for the noise pollution use case, we're looking at averaging that data over 15-minute windows, sliding windows, because what we really need to make sure is that the sound levels, the average sound levels, don't go over 75 decibels over any 15-minute period. So we need to have a kind of a sliding view of that data, continuous real-time.
Where is that programmed? Is that, where are you writing the code for that 15-minute sliding window? Because first of all, decibels, if I remember right, it's a logarithmic scale.
That's right.
So when you're taking an average, it's not quite the same kind of average that you're looking at. So where is that computation happening?
Yeah, so that's happening actually using Stream Analytics in Azure, right? So Stream Analytics allows us to suck the data in from the IoT hub and allows us to write simple SQL queries on that data in real time.
Okay.
So, you know, if you've got skills in SQL Server, if you've got database skills, you can very quickly kind of write these real-time analytics queries on your data. And we can take those queries, can then do the logarithmic averages, and they can do the sliding windows, and they do it all in a very neat, simple SQL query. That's all documented in the case study. And it will take that data and it will push it into whatever sink or target you want to push it into.
So let me see if I understand this right. IoT Hub is literally the where you just throw all your data.
Yeah.
Stream Analytics will take that as an input and be able to do these windowed queries.
Yeah.
And then once you do this, these windowed queries, you have a target of where you actually put that.
That's exactly it. And it's all about separation of concerns. In other words, let's use a service that's specifically built for a particular use case, and nothing else. And then it's, you know, high performant, highly scalable. So IoT Hub is all about connecting to the devices, managing the connections, and ingesting the data. That's it. Doesn't do anything else. If you do nothing with the data, it will just disappear over time. Okay? So Stream Analytics then is all about querying that data in real time. But because that's all it's doing, it's incredibly efficient and incredibly scalable. So IoT Hub can process, you know, millions of these records per second.
And so once you get that data in, Stream Analytics is the one that does the windowing, that does the aggregation. Where are you putting this data once you do the aggregation?
Yeah, so we're putting it in a number of different places for a number of different reasons. We send a lot of the data to blob storage so that we can analyze it later. So it's just kind of cheap storage. We don't know what we're going to do with it. We'll just keep it there. A lot of the data then is sent, a lot of the kind of pertinent data for Croke Park is sent to just a SQL database.
Okay.
But then the data that we want to use for monitoring and the alerts are sent to Power BI.
Okay.
So we sit Power BI on top of that, we ingest that data in, and we can see through a dashboard, we can see the time series information, we can spot alerts, and we can kind of send notifications or just kind of, you know, change the color of a graph to red and things like that. So very simple data ingestion, analysis, and off the Power BI. The key thing is, though, if Stream Analytics for some reason falls over or stops, we can just start it again and it'll start sucking away on the data and analyzing the data. So it's all separated. It's all a really clean architecture.
So let's see if I understand this right. Directly from Stream, Power BI can connect directly to Stream Analytics, or are you dumping data somewhere that Stream Analytics is going to?
So we can do both, actually. We're doing the latter, so we're pushing data into a SQL database, and Power BI is sitting on top of that. We can even have Power BI look at the blob storage, or we can stream data straight into Power BI, into a Power BI data set. So we can do that in a number of different ways, and Power BI is incredibly powerful for kind of manipulating that data and presenting it in different ways.
For those that don't know what Power BI is, how would you give like the elevator pitch for it?
So Power BI is really all about data visualization.
Okay.
But it's incredibly powerful in terms of pulling data in from different data sources, mixing that data up, visualizing that data, doing statistical analysis on that data, and then presenting the dashboards, the kind of, you know, graphical dashboards back to users. And it's self-serve, so people can pull data in themselves and build those models and build those visualizations themselves really quickly.
Whenever we talk about these things as engineers, we're always excited about, hey, this goes here, and everything's beautiful. But there's always, like, there's the there be dragons. You know, where are the dragons in this implementation that you should look out for if you're going to do this yourself?
I think the biggest dragon for us, and we've seen this in other projects as well, is really around connectivity. So, you know, when we think about IoT, you know, the I in IoT, the internet piece, it's kind of one thing if you've got this controlled environment, this controlled network where you're consuming data and analyzing data. But as soon as you start to bring that, you know, from multiple sources centrally into the cloud, you're relying on the internet, you're relying on connectivity from devices that are, you know, in obscure locations. So getting that connectivity right is really important. Mm-hmm. And there's actually some significant challenges in that whole area. And, you know, there are new networking protocols that are being developed to kind of really solve that problem for smart cities. But it's in terms of Croke Park, just getting that data from the sensors into the gateway, where it's now connected to that fixed network, in the stadium where you've got 85,000 people with cell phones and you're relying on radio frequencies, it's not so easy. So we had some challenges there. And also the big games are few and far between, right? So we had a big semi-final and a big final. When we looked at the concerts, you know, we had the Bruce Springsteen concert, but it was, you know, one concert. So actually getting the window of opportunity to test all of this stuff can be quite challenging.
And that's, I mean, I feel like, I mean, we build this thing in the lab and everything's beautiful, and then all of a sudden we put this out and it doesn't work. Don't be discouraged is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Just get in there and try to see what's going
on. Get in there and, you know, you're into, let's reboot gateways. Let's, you know, we've got spotters in there on the day to make sure, because we've got compelling events, which is, you know, halftime, full time. But here it's back to the architecture piece, right? If we can not be so reliant on the hardware, if we can make sure that we've got storage at all of the different elements, so the gateway has its own storage, the microphones have its own storage. Even if that connectivity falls down,
There's a fallback.
We can just start, you know, sucking that data up. So the code that's written for the gateways, which is just Node.js code, all that does is, you know, continuously poll for that data, and when it finds it, it pushes it up. So if it breaks down, it can start again. And Azure's connected, or Azure's managed services like the IoT Hub and Stream Analytics, et cetera, are built in that way as well. So we can stop a Stream Analytics job and we can start it again, and it will just start to suck that data in again.
So what's next for this project?
So one of the other challenges, I suppose, we have with the way we're recording the sound is we're recording the sound very close to the stadium. Okay, so within the stadium, it's sound, okay? But it's not until we go out into the neighboring housing estates where it becomes noise, okay? Because that's the perception from the people in those estates. And again, I talked about earlier on how important community and sense of responsibility is to Croke Park. The challenge we have is because we're recording that sound internally, and remember earlier on, I said that the council send people out to record the sound manually within the estates at concerts, and they've been doing that for a number of years. So what we've done recently is we've said, let's take that manual data that's been recorded, let's compare it to the kind of data that we've been pulling through the microphones in the IoT hub. And let's build a machine learning model to compare that and actually figure out, is there a statistically compelling comparison between these two data sources? Can we say, you know, based on a certain artist, based on certain wind speed, because remember we've got that weather data coming in, can we actually predict how the sound is traveling from the stadium into the neighboring?
I see. And then you can do alerts when you know, because there's a correlation between the sound level inside the stadium and the sound level outside.
Exactly.
That's amazing. And is this something you implemented or something you're working on?
This is something we're working on right now. We've implemented a very basic model in Machine Learning Studio. It literally took us a couple of hours to build a model, just looking at the times. Mm-hmm. We could build all sorts of data into it, but just looking at the time, the kind of statistically relevant pattern that we found was that as the concert goes on, it gets louder and then it drops off. So there's a particular time in a concert where the noise levels get really high.
Right.
So when we did that model, when we trained that model in ML Studio, we were getting over 90% accuracy in terms of figuring out the actual delta versus what we could predict.
Right.
So what we can do then, and what we're starting to do now, is say, well, can we take that machine learning model, can we wrap it up as an API, and can we bring that back into Stream Analytics? So as the data is coming in, we can adjust the figures and say, okay, this is how this sounds to people in the area.
So then the idea is that when the data is coming in hot, you've already had a trained model that can indicate when and when you shouldn't turn down the volume, for example.
Exactly.
So how's the implementation of this going so far?
So it's going great. We have a limited set of data.
Sure.
It's one of those other complex factors in an IoT project, especially when you get into the analytics piece, especially around machine learning, is you need a lot of data. Yeah, and the more data you have, the better. So we've implemented it, but what we really need to do is we need to gather that manual data over more time, retrain the model, and then retrain or recreate these services and inject back into the Stream Analytics.
Well, now this is awesome stuff. Where can people go to find out more about the work you've done?
So what we've done is we've documented a technical case study. And what we've done is we've talked about the business case, the use cases, the architecture. So I've given some diagrams on the architecture, and then probably most importantly, a lot of the learnings that we've had from the project around the connectivity and et cetera.
Awesome. We should do a video sometime later of setting these things up.
Yeah,
because
amazing.
I've always wanted to set up an IoT hub, and I've always wanted to see what Stream Analytics look like.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that sometime in the future. Thanks so much, Niall, for being with us. Again, we're learning all about how to set up this complex IoT solution in Azure. You've been super helpful. Thanks.
Thank you.